you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do-do, feeling groovy. Time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
It's 6 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio, also streaming live on WMFO.org. We multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in some sports conversation, you can give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. If you like numbers, either way, you'll get me, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Love to know what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO. I will be back. That's a promise. Okay, 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. I told you I'd be back here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And I'm Donnelly Brown, and we're talking sports here. Let's get right into Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. In the American League, the Red Sox 6 and the Rays 3. The Blue Jays 7 and the Mariners 2. The Twins 4 and Cleveland 1. The Royals 4 and the Orioles 3. The Rangers 6 and the A's 5. The Tigers 4 and the Angels 3. And the Astros and the Yankees were postponed because of rain. And that's what it's doing outside our studio right now. It is pouring cats and dogs. I caught me a beagle and a anyway, let's move over to the National League. Cardinals 5 and the Cubs 3. Giants 3 and the Reds 1. The Nationals 6 and the Phillies 4. The Brewers 11 and the Mets 4. The Braves 3 and the Marlins 1. The Dodgers 4 and the Rockies zip. The Pirates 4 and the Diamondbacks 3. And in the one interleague game, the White Sox 5 and the Padres 4. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2-for-4, scored 2 runs, drove in 3. He's hitting .305. He hit the 6th home run of the season. Little guy can generate some power. Dustin Pedroia went 1-for-3. He's hitting .287. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-4 with RBI. He's hitting .339. Andrew Benintendi went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .302. Young went 0-for-4. He's hitting .253. Moreland 0-for-4. Hitting .258. Sandy Leon went 1-for-1. Scored 2 runs. Got 2 walks. He's hitting .240. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 2-for-3. Scored a run. He's hitting .192. And Devin Marrero went 1-for-3. Scored a run. With 2 RBIs, he's hitting .167. Chris Sale was on the mound, went 7 innings, gave up 2 hits, 3 runs. The 2 hits were both home runs. The runs were all earned. He walked 2, struck out 12. He has a 2.15 ERA, got his 4th win of the year against 2 losses. Kelly pitched an inning, gave up a hit, struck out 2. He has a 1.89 ERA. And Kimbrough went an inning, struck out 2 with a 1.08 ERA. Got his 11th save of the season. So the Red Sox had 16 strikeouts in that game by their pitching staff. And so there were only 11 outs in the field. Hey. Keep that up, and who knows where we will go. I think the Red Sox have done extremely well considering all of the injuries. You think of all the guys that were, first of all, laid out because of the stomach flu virus or whatever they had earlier in the season. And then the other injuries started to crop up. Marco Hernandez, Brock Holt, David Price, Thornburg, Smith, and our key knuckleballer there, whose name escaped me right now. Who now has knee problems, needs surgery, and he's out for the rest of the year. Smith, we haven't seen since we signed him last year. Threw a few pitches in spring training of last year. Haven't seen him since. And Thornburg, we haven't seen him either. Shoulder injury, supposedly suffered because of the misunderstanding the training regimen the Red Sox wanted him to be on during the offseason. And he's still just throwing long toss from what I understand. So I don't know when he's going to be coming back. David Price supposed to be going out for a minor league rehab assignment. And so that should mean that he should be back. Like someone said at the beginning of spring training when he had the injury problem, he's probably not going to be back till the middle of May. And that's the way it looks. So hopefully he'll have a rehab assignment or two, maybe. And then we'll see him back in that rotation, which will be heavily loaded with left-handers. But Erod is pitching well. Sale is pitching well. We get Price back. Pomerantz has been, fair. He hasn't been sensational, but he hasn't been terrible either. But he hasn't, I don't think he warranted getting our best minor league pitcher prospect, but okay, well, we'll see how it goes. It's 4:15 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 14th. 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. When it comes to injuries, I didn't mention Pablo Sandoval. As manager Farrell said that we have to do an exorcism on third base. Josh Rutledge came back from injury. He's had some problems in the field. Had a couple of key hits, however, but gave Devin Marrero a chance, and he came through with a big hit yesterday. The Orioles lost. They are 23-12. Yankees didn't play. They're 21-12. The Red Sox are 19-17, 4.5 games back. Then there's Tampa Bay and Toronto. In the Central Division, Minnesota Twins won yesterday, making them 19-14. Cleveland lost. They're 18-17, putting them 2 games back. Detroit is 18-17, also 2 games back. Then in Chicago and Kansas City. West Houston did not play. They're 25-11, and they're way ahead of Seattle, Oakland, L.A., and Texas in that order. In the National League, the Washington Nationals have a sizable lead in the National League East, followed by New York, Philadelphia, Miami, and Atlanta. In the Central Division, St. Louis has climbed to the top of the rung, 20-14. Cincinnati, surprisingly, is right behind them at 19-15, a game and a half behind. And the Brewers, who looked pretty good when the Red Sox were out there in Milwaukee, they're in third place, 19-17. Chicago Cubbies having their problems, 17-18. That's what happens when you're the champion. You got a bullseye on your back, and everybody's looking to knock you off your pinnacle. Another 108 years? Who knows? And then Pittsburgh brings up the rear in the National League Central. Out west, Colorado Rockies surprising everybody. They are 23-15. The LA Dodgers with the biggest payroll in baseball. They are 22-15. Then there's Arizona doing really well under Torey Lovullo, who used to be our bench coach here. They are in third place. They lost yesterday, however. They're 20-18. What happened here? Okay. Thought my background music had faded into the oblivion, but no. I was just taking a cue from the next song. Then there's the San Diego Padres. They lost, and the San Francisco Giants. They won yesterday. Okay, 419 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Mother's Day, 2014, May 14th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports virtually here, virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And of course, that message was brought to you by your friends here at WMFO and a Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. Yeah, you can download us and listen to everything that's going on here. Okay, 426 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time, I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. Love to get you involved in sports conversation, to give you a phone number so you can do that. Yeah, it's 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we talked about the Red Sox and Major League Baseball a little bit. Let's go to the National Hockey League. National Hockey League! Why are you talking National Hockey League? The Bruins are no longer in the playoff hunt. But the Senators, not only did they get who defeated the Bruins, and the Bruins gave them all they can handle, the Senators defeated the Washington Capitals in, six or seven games? I forget what it was. I guess it was seven games. Yeah, seven games. Which means the Bruins, you know, didn't fare badly if you considered, you know, maybe if they had gotten into the playoff against the Capitals. And now the Senators won yesterday in their first game in the Eastern Finals against the Penguins 2-1 in overtime. And the Senators lead that series 1-0. So, if you can base the Bruins' progress on what the team that eliminated them is doing, I think, hey, maybe we're a lot as bad off as we might think. Bruce Cassidy came in and he did an excellent job filling in after Claude Julien was ceremoniously released and then wound up in Montreal. And I guess he didn't fare too badly up there. But we went further than Montreal, so there, how about that? And I don't know what the Bruins are going to do as far as free agency is concerned. Tuukka Rask and some other players had injuries that they played through and were operated on right after the season ended. And so therefore, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll be further along with the hunt. The new guys that came in last year, McAvoy, who we picked up really at the end of the season and tossed, not even the end of the season, tossed him right into the playoff hunt. He didn't do badly. And he played in the place of Torey Krug. If we had Krug out there, who knows? We might have been even a little bit better off. But I'm assuming some of the other teams that we played also had injuries. Ovechkin, they said, played through two serious injuries for the Capitals. And, hey, if you're a talky player, you got to be tough. I guess that's the way it is. Anyway, like I said, I follow the Bruins, you know, from a distance. Like a friend of mine, I said, gee, you know, we'd like to get you involved in our sports programming. You can give us an insight about the Bruins. He says, I don't follow the Bruins unless they're doing really well. And I guess I fall in that same category. Okay, 429 here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com radio. Excuse me. iTunes.com radio. Brianna, where are you? Brianna is my granddaughter. And when she starts sneezing, she just can't sneeze once. She just goes into a multitude of sneezes. And that's what that felt like. I was going to have a multitude of sneezes, but it was just one. And I apologize for that. But hey, yeah, when it comes out, guys. You have no control over that. I wish I could say I had control over it, but I don't. But anyway, in the National Hockey League playoffs. Okay. The Senators are up 1-0, and they play at Pittsburgh. And that was, hey, they beat Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. Okay. And they play at Pittsburgh again on Monday. Out west, I don't have a score. I should have that. Nashville played at Anaheim, and I have no score for that. They played Friday, and they play again today. So, sorry about that if you're a National Hockey League fan. Can't give you any more information. Just was not aware of what was going on. And so, therefore, I didn't seek it out. That's on me. Okay, 4:31 here on WMFO in Medford. We talked about the... No, we didn't talk about it. Let's go to the WNBA. Not the NBA, the WNBA. Started off their season yesterday. The Liberty, 73, and the Stars, 64. The Sparks, 78, and the Storm, 68. And the Dream, 81, and the Suns, 74. So, the Sparks were champions last year, surprisingly defeated the Minnesota team. I thought Minnesota was going to go again for another championship. But the Sparks hung in there and pulled it out. And they're starting off the season with a win, 78-68 over the Storm. If you're a Mohegan Sun fan, the Suns lost. They went down 81-74. To the Dream of Atlanta. And the Liberty and the Stars had some action in New York, and the Liberty pulled it out. Okay, 4:32 is the WMFO in Medford time, 91.5 on your FM dial, on your internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube on your host, Donnie Brown, on this Mother's Day Sunday, May the 14th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation, but to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
In Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and a chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:38 at the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the sporting world is concerned. Love to hear what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Let's go to the NBA. Big game coming up tomorrow night here in Boston. Wizards and the Celtics are tied at 3 games apiece. Excuse me. Another one of those. This wasn't a sneeze, a cough. But anyway, Wizards and Celtics tied at 3 games apiece. I had the Celtics winning in 5. After, especially, and did I pick that? I think I picked that before the series started. Celtics got off to a great start, winning 2 at home. Went to Washington and fell flat on their faces. And came back to Boston, and with a Herculean effort by Isaiah Thomas, pulled out game 5, making it 3-2. And hopefully we're going to end it in game 6 in Washington. And they came close. A last-second 3-point shot by John Wall. And with the Celtics up 2, put the Wizards up by 1, and that was the ball game. Celtics had about a minute and point, a point, never a minute. They had 1.8 seconds to get a shot off. Isaiah did get one off, but it clanked off the rim. No ball game. And so we're playing Monday night here in Boston. Can we hold on to home court advantage? Hopefully. I think we went down to Washington in game 6 and we recognized that we can win in Washington. Washington doesn't have any special hold over us. And if we play in Boston as well as we play in Washington, I think that we can pull it out. Hopefully, we'll be able to pull it out. And then we have the well-rested Cleveland Cavaliers ahead. But that's another story. We'll wait for that. We wait for that day when that day comes. How about that for putting it off? Out west, the Spurs and the Golden State Warriors are getting ready to tangle. And I would think that everybody would have to say Golden State should be the prohibitive favorite. Whether they can pull it out or not, I think it depends upon how healthy they can stay. Right now, I would say Golden State looks like they are the cream of the crop in the entire league. That's what happened when Kevin Durant chose to go out to Golden State instead of coming to Boston. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Spurs and the Warriors, it should be a goodie. Warriors are well rested, and I'm assuming that Kawhi Leonard is over to some degree his ankle injury, and that should give the Spurs, you know, all they need, hopefully, to stay in competition. If the games get kind of unwieldy at the beginning, it could be a very short series. I was gonna say a very long series. Long series for the Spurs, for all of the hurt they're gonna be taking. But if they can stay close, and Parker's out for the year, maybe that'd be the end of his career too. Perhaps, who knows at his age. But well, we'll have to wait and see. Tuesday night, NBA draft selection. The ping pong balls stop bouncing on Tuesday night. And Wick Grousebeck is going to New York. He's just going to wear his championship ring and see how far that will take him. Celtics cannot finish any worse than the first four picks. Finish any worse than the fourth pick, I guess, in the draft. And from what I'm hearing, there are at least four players out there that they're extremely interested in. And so if they fall to number four, they're still probably going to get a player that they're going to be looking for. And I've gone back and forth. I said, let's get the best big man out there. If he's a power forward who can extend the floor and rebound and, you know, put the ball on the floor as well if necessary, and grab some defensive rebounds and maybe a few offensive rebounds as well. That's the kind of guy that we should get. Who is that guy? I don't know. It seems like the best players seem to be 6'4", 6'5", point guards. I guess there's a 6'2", point guard out there who they say is pretty good as well. But anyway, I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. This was another year where there was a clear-cut individual coming out, but you know, we're looking pretty good. This team did really well, and there's going to be a couple of shakeups just because of who we already got signed. We have A to Z coming from Turkey, Anton Zizek, who we drafted last year. He is only 21 years old, but he played in the Turkish league and did extremely well. He's almost 7 feet tall. He can rebound. He runs the floor. He had a fairly good outside shot. The best thing about him was that he played with a lot of older guys, and he held his own, from what I understand, according to the reports. And then we had Abdel Nader, who played for the Maine Red Claws. He was the MVP. Excuse me. And then we had the Dancing Bear, Gabuselli, who played in China and came back and fit in fairly well with the Red Claws during their playoff run. And he's a power forward at 6'8", can run the floor, has an outside shot, puts the ball on the floor. So maybe we knew get the best shooting guard or whoever, or small forward in the draft, because it seems like we have people who are going to push some of the people who are already on the club next year for position. So we're gonna have to wait and see what happens. I have no clue. If I get any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. It's 4:45 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, Mother's Day, May the 14th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:50 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time, and we're going to go to the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick and the boys have done it again. excuse me. They came up with this little-known rule. One of the sports writers here in Boston said he had to go look it up. He never heard of it. But extended a tender. I won't go into all the details of it. But anyway, to LeGarrette Blount, which if anyone matches it and they choose not to match, they will get a compensatory draft pick. So, instead of Blount going as a free agent somewhere, and there didn't seem to be a whole lot of action to sign him up. Although obviously, there's I guess no rushes. Everybody's trying to get their rookies signed up and picking over the crop of free agents out there. When you consider the year that he had, it's surprising he didn't get more offers. Supposedly, the New York Giants and possibly the Baltimore Ravens were interested. But now, with this new wrinkle that the Patriots pulled out of the hat, it very likely he's going to wind up here in New England again. And everybody's saying, well, we've got all these running backs. Hey, but he was the best of the crop. Last year, he wasn't the best running back in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, but still, the guy is a monster, and he didn't show any signs of slowing down, and he really just wanted a fair size raise. You know, he's not going to get that if this deal goes through, but he is going, at least for right now, be Patriots property. And that's what happens with the various rules that take place in the NFL. Some of the things that are in there. I wouldn't say you have to be a lawyer, but your lawyer has to be a lawyer to know what's going on. So, the Patriots, and there was some ridiculous comment by Bill Polian the other day about the Patriots saying they aren't invincible. Well, who is invincible? Come on. There's no invincible. Look at the Chicago Cubs this year. Look at the Royals from a few years ago. There's no invincible ball clubs. And he was saying that that Tom Brady showed some signs of aging last year. And for three quarters, the Atlanta Falcons were the better team. Hey, what was the final score? That's what I want to know. jealousy and envy will get you nowhere, guys. That's why Polian's on the outside looking in right now. Anyway, he did his work in Indy and got them a championship, and now he's commenting. And we can just laugh. Right now, it looks like the Patriots are odds on favorites by the big boys in Vegas to repeat as Super Bowl champions. And the big boys in Vegas aren't going to throw their money away. So if the big boys in Vegas think that, and if most of the people who recognize what the Patriots have done during the offseason. Even the four draft picks have been rated extremely high. I think there's some, what was it, Sports USA Today Sports gave the Patriots an A- on their four draft picks. They only had four, and they got an A-. So, anyway, people who know that stuff and follow that stuff, we'll see. Like I said, when you draft guys from Youngstown State and Troy, you got to really be digging. But we've done it before with, you know, other players, Jamie Collins and Malcolm Butler, who's going to be here with us this, at least for one more year. We didn't have to trade Garoppolo, and we didn't have to trade Butler. And so, therefore, you know, hey, the Patriots, I think, are sitting pretty as far as personnel is concerned. Now, you got to go out and play the games. I'm not giving them anything off what they've done in the offseason only. You don't know how many teams, you know, had players that were out with serious injuries who are coming back, or teams that were missing a few key players have picked them up in the draft or in free agency, who's going to make it a run at it. But right now, on paper, based upon what was done last year, the Patriots look like a monster. And that's probably why guys like Polian and whatnot are saying they're not invincible. Well, they're pretty close to being, but I would say they're invincible either. But they're pretty close to being just that. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO. Almost time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I want you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We have a Mother's Day program that's going to knock your socks off. Great women of gospel music coming up here on Mother's Day 2017. You are going to be blessed. I was blessed just previewing the music that I pulled out for that program. So when we get it all up and running in the next couple of minutes, hopefully you're going to be just as blessed as well. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday talking sports from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We're going to close out with a little more baseball. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees is having a fantastic rookie year. At the beginning of the year, everybody was saying that Andrew Benintendi was probably going to be the rookie of the year. He had a, you know, pretty good preseason. Partial season last year, and barring injuries, he gotten off to a pretty good start. He was one of the ones who didn't get, he got bugged a little bit by that flu that was going around or whatever. But he's got off to a great start. He has a slightly better batting average than Judge. But Judge has been hitting with power and driving in the runs. And it's going to be interesting to see who's going to wind up as Rookie of the Year. And if you have any comments on that, you can jot them down and get back to me next Sunday. And we'll talk a little bit more about it if you wish. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. or thereabouts to do it again. And love to get you on the program. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise.